So I got interested in the idea of shadow magic for a couple of different reasons. There was this film where there were these recordings of people who were telling their experiences with various folkloric events, or you know, the things they had really seen, or the same things that like someone in their family had really seen. And this one woman talked about waking up on a hill, and I guess she had dozed off in a beautiful scenic setting, and there was a little person there who was scissoring off her shadow. And she had this sense that if her shadow had been lost, something terrible would have happened, but her waking up sort of chased him away. And I was really fascinated with that. And then when I was walking back from town with my son, he was really interested in the way that his shadow became longer and it became shorter and it bifurcated. And I was really, like, it was interesting how magical it actually seemed. And also, you know, there's something a little bit ominous about it. And, you know, we talk about in, you know, there, we have our sense of this sort of Jungian shadow selves, our idea that there is a part of ourselves we don't acknowledge. And all together, to me, there was a lot there that felt like magic and felt intuitively like magic, which is my favorite kind of magic system to start with, is something where we already have an idea about it, but we have not necessarily admitted that we have that idea.